Street.
Senior Bowl originally started in Jacksonville, Florida, and then it was purchased by the Mobile Arts and Sports Association and brought to the Port City. This is the 65th year of the game. Back in the day, it was really an all-star game, and today it still has the resemblance of an all-star game, but it is part of the pre-draft process, this evaluation period that the players go through from the moment their college career ends. Now they come into the all-star game segment, then the combine, then the pro days, and then ultimately the draft this year in early May. And there have obviously been a lot of tremendous players over the years, from Joe Namath back in the day in the 1960s, all the way up to last year when Eric Fisher from Central Michigan was the first pick overall in last year's draft. Well, I think the big thing that we really try to do is recognize them for their accomplishments, their achievements in college, but then also give them a week where they have to be a pro, so to speak. I think it's an excellent opportunity for them to come in, not only raise their draft stock and get that kind of exposure, but also to have the experience of going through a week with an NFL staff, and it gives them a head start on their pro career. The Senior Bowl offices have moved around a couple different times, but 5 years ago they came into this particular space, redid it. We have our museum on the front entrance side that has really a lot of pictures and history of the game going back to 1950, and then our actual administrative offices are upstairs. It's right here in the central heart of downtown Mobile, across from Bienville Square. And, you know, we're proud of the game in this city. And at one point, there was some talk that it might move away, but it's securely in place here. And we're very anxious to host the NFL people again. We get a chance to demonstrate Gulf Coast hospitality, but then also put a good face on our city for people across the country.